We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back inside Hilton Coliseum, the official attendance this evening, 12,810. And they watched it down to the very last second as Iowa State rallies to defeat the Mountaineers 84-81. Isaiah Brockington, who had 35 points on the night, scores what proved to be the game winner with 22 seconds on the clock on an inbound steal underneath the Iowa State basket. Head coach Bob Huggins joins us now courtside. Huggs, I don't know where to begin for what this team has been through this season. This is game number 28, and that one is going to be one that just absolutely eats into your heart there.
Well, Tony, we didn't do what I asked them to do. Twice. They weren't supposed to run to the corner the first time and get trapped. Second time, we had them all set up to go set a screen and run and throw the ball over top of them, catch the ball, go shoot a layup. If you're ahead of the guy, if you're not, hang on to the ball, dribble it around, run the clock. Our other guys are coming down, then we pass it around like a hot potato until they foul. We were going to pass it to the guys we thought could make free throws. But they never did anything I asked them to do. And I've tried to cover for guys and cover for guys and cover for guys, and I'm telling you, I'm about tired. I mean, how hard is it to go set an up screen and run? That's all you had to do. I've ran it for years. Years. My guys before were afraid not to do what I asked them to do because they knew I'd never play them again. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. 22, 23-year-old guys can't do the right thing.
Where was the first inbounds before the timeout? Where was that supposed to go that got trapped into the corner?
Deep.
That was another deep one.
Tony, it's simple. What you do is you bring them up, right? This guy's running. Then they see he's screening for a guy, another guy coming to the ball, and he takes off. And there's no one. They had no one back there. That was what I wanted to see. Are they gonna put somebody back there. They had all five guys up above the foul line. There's no way they could have caught him. No way. And we don't run. We just stand there. I've been with Malik about, you know, because everybody was just jumping him. And so instead of bringing one guy up and, you know, having the bottom empty, I wanted to put a guy there. And Malik's going to go left-handed to be on the left-hand side of the floor. So here comes Malik. His guy is automatically going to show what and so what DC did, he's one of the guys that actually did what I asked him to do. So he runs a little circle underneath the rim. Malik just throws it over the rim. He dunks it in. Simple. Could have done the same thing again. Could have done the same thing again, but now I got two guys running up there to screen instead of one. Now I got no one back there to throw it to. That's coming out of a timeout as well. Frustrating, man. Frustrating.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Totally understand. With that being said, and again, we're always going to remember the end. They competed really, really hard here tonight.
Well, when you compete that hard, you ought to win.
Right.
And actually, Tony, when you call a timeout to tell them what to do, they probably ought to listen. And if they don't understand, say, Coach, what was it now? I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. What was it I was supposed to do? No.
It goes without saying you did not want that timeout when Sean got trapped in the corner, correct?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
And what makes it even more, obviously, disheartening is statistically, you won the battle of the rebounds. You win the points in the paint. You did a lot of the things that you had not been doing that equal a victory. Look at that foul shooting again, 24 or 27.
I don't know what to say other than the fact that for whatever froze up, I don't know what, whatever. I mean, whatever excuse that you want to have. The truth of the matter is you let your team down by not doing the right thing. And you let the thousands of Mountaineer fans out there down who really wanted to see us win and get on a winning streak here.
Yeah.
That's the frustrating thing to me. But it's just it's so frustrating when they don't do what you ask them to do. I mean, and that was, I mean, Tony, that's not a hard thing. It's not a hard thing at all. I don't know why Gabe was taking it out of bounds. Because he's a guy who could get open, you know, and be strong with the ball. But I mean, we come out of the huddle with, do you know what you're doing? Do you know where you're supposed to be? Let's do it again. Let me show you again what I want. frustrating.
Certainly is. Quick turnaround now. At home. Two left at home now. Texas on Saturday. Could this possibly serve as a little bit of a possibility to these guys, is what is possible for them if they do lock it down?
I don't know. I mean, I thought with 8 seconds to go in the game, I thought they would be pretty locked in. They weren't, obviously. I don't know, Tony. We don't do what we're asked to do. And I haven't said it that bluntly before, but I have certainly insinuated, and I have talked to you about it. We don't do what we're asked to do. We have guys who have their own agendas.
We'll leave it at that.
All right.
Time to turn it over. Huggs, we appreciate the time.
All right.
Head coach Bob Huggins joining us here courtside, West Virginia Falls, 84-81. And if you were listening there, you heard the description as to what went awry at the end of the game, and it was not what was diagrammed. And as a result, the Mountaineers used a timeout they didn't want to use as the ball went into the corner and then turned it over in front of the rim.